Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Kenny, after a rough start, the Canton McKinley Bulldogs are now finding themselves at 2-2. So with that being said, they've got a big game coming up Friday night. And our next guest, believe it or not, has more titles than Tom Brady. Let's bring in Dave Jingo right now. Dave, you've got more titles than the Pittsburgh Steelers and Tom Brady combined.
I do wear many hats. This is true.
It's amazing because as we get set for this game, I saw this on social media yesterday, so I called the athletic department, talked to Lisa for a second. I said, tell me about this thing you guys got going on, McKinley / NFL alumni game, or just at least like a promotion before the game, coming tomorrow night at Tom Benson. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's we're calling it McKinley NFL Alumni Night, and it really is what it says. We're inviting back all the guys that played at McKinley that also made it to the NFL. And that includes coaches and executives. So, you know, we're talking Wayne Fonts, Josh and Ben McDaniels, Mark Thews, as well as all the great players that have come through McKinley and went on to and played in the league.
Now, I look over this list and I see some of these guys, unfortunately, are no longer with us. Who will represent people like John Grimsley?
Yes. John's mother, Glenda, is going to represent John, and that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And like you said, unfortunately, we have several that have passed, but we want to honor them as well because, you know, even though they did it years ago, they were still a great success, and again, they made it to the league. What
right.
a small percentage of people do that, and we've got, I think, the most players going to the NFL of any school in the state, and I think we're seventh in the entire nation. So we're pretty proud of that.
Well, that is something to be proud of. Another name that I see on this list, and I'll go over the entire list in a couple of minutes, Mike Obravic, played at Kent McKinley, the old McKinley High School, ended up at Bowling Green and then with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I believe he actually played in a Super Bowl, didn't he?
He did. He actually played in the Super Bowl. In fact, our school was awarded a gold football by the NFL. They were sending them out to all the schools that had a player that played in a Super Bowl.
Wow.
And, of course, Mike did. I think it was Super Bowl 16.
Now, he's no longer with us as well, correct?
He is not, unfortunately, and his sister and brother are going to be there tonight to represent him.
Oh, that'll be great. So let's go over the entire list and see if I can tell you where they played, all right? And I didn't really – this is just right off the cuff, okay? Your list says Reggie Corner. Now, I remember Reggie Corner played at Ohio State, correct?
Akron,
but he went to Buffalo and Jacksonville, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Jamal Davis II, he was at McKinley, and he ended up at Akron, right?
Yes, and do you know what team he played for in the NFL?
I knew he had a cup of coffee with the Browns.
He actually played a season with the Dolphins, and he's currently in the CFL.
Okay. Mike Doss, obviously, with the Colts. Ray Ellis, Eagles and Browns. Tyler Everett, he jumped around quite a bit, but he was with Denver, and I remember he was also, I believe, with the Bears, correct?
He was with the Bears. The year they went to the Super Bowl, we had Mike on the Colts, and we had Tyler on the Bears the year those two,
How
I believe, Super
that,
Bowl 41
Kenny?
Played.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. They're playing opposite each other on opposite teams, and they're in the Super Bowl. For every Super Bowl, do you still get that football, Dave? Do they do that for every year, or was that a one-time thing that you mentioned earlier?
That was a one-time thing. They gave one out to each school if you had a player in any Super Bowl. So it was a one-time thing, but it's on display over at the new locker room over there. We've got lots
That's
of cool memorabilia over there. And, again, just something else to be proud of at Canton McKinley.
Sure is. Doss was injured during that Super Bowl, but I think he still ends up with a ring. Wayne Fonts, obviously, we all know he was a head coach of the Lions. Ed Grimsley played high school with me in 1980, and he ended up with the Colts in a strike-shortened season. John, we spoke about. He was a great linebacker with the Oilers and Dolphins. My man, Sid Lewis, not only did he win a 100-yard dash, it was called back then. It wasn't 100 meters, I don't believe. He was a state champion sprinter, ended up at Penn State, and I believe with the Jets, correct?
Correct. He was with the Jets, 1987.
So we have Tom McDaniels on the show quite a bit, Ben McDaniels and Josh McDaniels. Is Ben with the Texans?
Yes, he's the quarterback's coach, first year with the Texans this year.
So will he be there because the Texans are in town to play the Browns this weekend?
No, you know, we thought of that, but they're just so busy that he's not going to be able to make it down. So we have his older brother, Jason, who is going to represent him. Tom and Christine are out of town as well, I believe. But we've got Jason there to proudly represent Josh and Ben.
Okay, and everyone knows about Josh, obviously. Jamar Martin played at Ohio State. He was with the Cowboys. Joe Morgan, he was with the Saints. Obviously, everyone knows Marion Motley. Who represents the great Marion Motley?
Marion Motley's grandson, Joe Dose, is going to be down here to represent Marion.
How neat. These are the list of NFL alumni that at one time played at Canton McKinley, and they're having a big NFL alumni night at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium tomorrow before the Bulldogs game. Kenny Peterson, we all know about him, right, Kenny?
Oh, bun cakes. That's what I know about Kenny Peterson. Well, I don't care where he played. He just has the best bun cakes in the United States of America.
He was a Bronco and he was a Packer. Garland Rivers, he played in a state championship game against Cincinnati Moeller. He was with the Lions, correct?
I think he was in camp with the Lions, but he actually ended up on the Bears for a season.
The Bears. Nick Roman was a great Bulldog from the old school. Played with the Browns and the Bengals. Everyone remembers Percy Snow. He was a great linebacker at Michigan State. Ended up with the Chiefs. And Mark Thews that you already mentioned. Now, didn't Thuzy go to Denver, and then when Josh left, he stayed?
He stayed, and he has climbed the ranks. He is a VP now.
Wow.
So he's really done well for himself. And, again, we're proud of him and all these guys.
Good for them. And who came up with this idea, and how did you get it to come together?
You know, we were kicking around ideas. We want to highlight the rich history and tradition of Canton McKinley. You know, there's so much to celebrate. And one of them is, you know, all these guys that have reached the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. So we decided, you know, we want to show our appreciation for these guys. We're going to do other events in the future, but we decided to start with the NFL guys. And we're just kicking around in the athletic department. And, you know, again, we want everybody to know, like, what Canton McKinley is all about. And Canton McKinley is all about, you know, winning and producing tremendous football players and coaches that go out into the football world and do great things. And we want to celebrate that. We want to congratulate them. We want them to know that we appreciate it. And we hope to see more in the future in the NFL.
Yeah, and this is happening before the game tomorrow night. And you picked a great game to do this, too, Dave, because they've got Green, coming into town, right? Green's 3-1.
Yes.
McKinley's 2-2. This is a big Federal League game. And even though they started 0-2, they're 1-0 in the Federal League, McKinley. They could go up 2-0 in the Federal League against two good teams in Perry and Green in back-to-back weeks.
Yes. This I think is going to be a good game. You know, Green, they've got some dudes this year.
They do.
They've got a good quarterback. They've got some receivers. They spread it out. I'm curious to see. I think McKinley is going to be ready for that. But, you know, it should be a good game. We want people to come out and see it. You know, these kids are playing hard. And,
yep.
You know, they started under some unexpected circumstances. And they're just playing hard. They're coming around. Coach Hall is really coaching them up along with the rest of the staff. So we're just hoping everybody, you know, comes out. Go to McKinleyAthletics.org and get a ticket and come see these kids.
Yeah, absolutely, for the kids. And what was cool, we did the game last week, Dave, all right, at Perry. And that's a place that hasn't been kind to McKinley in recent years, right? And for them to fall behind, either, I think it was 13-0 or 14-0, whatever it was, and to come back and win that game, and then to watch the kids celebrate and sing the alma mater in the end zone on the road last week, you could tell it meant something, because right in the middle of all of it was Antonio Hall. Well, he knows, you know, what it's like to win at McKinley, and that's what he's trying to instill in these kids. and he made sure they were all there singing and enjoying it. So hopefully it's the turnaround that this program needed for this year. And then you add this element before the game tomorrow night as well. Should be a great night at Tom Benson Hall of Fame
Stadium.
That's
a great point, Kenny. And Dave Jingo is our guest right now at the McKinley Booster Club. Dave, you missed one person on this list.
Uh-oh.
You're talking about the McKinley NFL Alumni Night at Tom Benson tomorrow night before the Green. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Antonio Hall. You didn't put him on your list.
We've had those conversations with Antonio. We had a criteria, and the criteria was you had to be on a roster during the regular season. We've got dozens of guys that were in training camps and had tryouts. And we had to draw the line somewhere, so we did. Now, Antonio had a great career in the CFL, won a Grey Cup. But he tried out. He just never quite made it into the NFL. But he's proud of his career, and he's proud of these guys that we've got coming in, and we're excited about it.
Dave, when you put something together like this, and for those players that are still with us, and a lot of them are still younger guys or a lot younger than we are anyway, were you able to get any of these guys to come in and maybe speak to the team? Did Antonio invite any of them to speak to the team prior to the Green game or no?
I don't know if that's been arranged. That's possible. I know guys have come and spoken to the team. I know Ray Ellis, when he's in town, he goes over there and speaks to the team. We'd like to see that. I mean, you know, these guys all have a story about coming from the same place. You know, we like to say you can get there from here. And these guys did. And, you know, we want these kids to know that that's a possible path for them. And, you know, hopefully we will have more of those guys come in and talk to the kids in the future, but at least they're going to see tomorrow. They're going to all be on display and see, you know, how many players have hit it big and how many, and for doing it. And we've done it for decades too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to instill the history and the tradition into these kids. They need to know about it. They need to know that this was built upon guys before them that sweated it out just like they are now.
Outstanding. Program gets underway 6:35 tomorrow evening at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. It's McKinley NFL Alumni Night. Dave Jingo, thanks for joining us once again, especially on short notice. And the next time we talk, I think it's going to have something to do with that Miriam Motley statue that's coming as well, all right?
Yes. That's another hat that I'm going to go put on after we're done with this phone call and work on that. But yes, very exciting what's going on with Marion Motley.
Appreciate it, bud. Once again, the guy with more titles than Tom Brady and the Pittsburgh Steelers is Dave Jingo joining us on the Kenny and JT Show. Get a break.